Hey, everybody. This is episode 521 of the Official Game Stitch Podcast. I'm your host, Producer Gerald, and today, as always, I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's a morning show, as usual.
Yeah, we almost never do night shows.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of the show, Marshall 205, we were playing last night, and he asked that very question on why we don't do night shows.
Would you tell him?
I don't guess I had a good answer. I just told him that we just don't. I don't prefer to do night shows. I don't know where you land on it. You might prefer to do them.
On the day, because we record on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Sundays, I think the early morning is the best. Even on the Saturday, I would say early morning would be better.
The idea of like getting up, going to work, working all day, coming home, trying to squeeze a meal in, then jumping on and recording the show sounds terrible to me. It sounds like a chore.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about, and we've always done it on Sunday, and I don't know how we got here, but the idea of doing it Sunday morning to me just is like part of my routine. It doesn't feel like a chore.
Right. 10 years of doing it on.
Yeah. We didn't start on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I want to think when we originally started the show, I think we recorded on like a Wednesday or a Thursday or something weird. And so we've always come out on Monday. So we would record on like a Wednesday or Thursday or whatever it was, and the show wouldn't come out until the following Monday.
Right, because the news started. Was always like half off.
Yeah, yeah, that's why. And that wasn't a good system either. I will say the turnaround of recording a show on Sunday and having it post Monday is pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
You're only a day away, but that made a lot of things that we tried to do and places that we partnered with and things that made that complicated because they had to have things in a certain time as well. But yeah, we've done it this way for a long time. And by doing it in the morning, I feel like it just doesn't get in the way of anything. I'm not doing anything else Sunday morning. If I honestly wasn't doing this, I'd just be sleeping in.
Right.
Which also sounds pretty good.
That's what my wife says. My wife says all the time. She's like, oh my God, you recording this morning? I was like, yeah. She's like, the normal time? I'm like, yeah. She goes, okay, at least I can get a couple minutes of sleep. It's like, last week we recorded earlier.
Yeah.
And then apparently the room I record is right next to our bedroom, so she can hear me talking.
Oh, even better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't like to... last week we did early for out of necessity. I don't like to do it earlier than what we do it. I feel like we recorded 8 o'clock. That's a good spot for me.
Yeah.
Now does she sleep in?
Oh yeah. She sleeps in anytime she can.
So you ruined that. What about now? Like she's sleeping now?
Yeah. She's sleeping now.
Yeah.
She'll probably wake up in about 10 minutes. Once we start talking more and she still hears my voice, then it'll be time to wake up.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, the night show just doesn't sound appealing to me. I don't think that I would have made it this long if we recorded at night. I don't. Like, I believe part of what's allowed me to continue to go with the show is the fact that it does fit into a routine for me pretty well.
Yeah.
Now, you know, when I had my last job and I had to work on Sundays, that meant I was missing half of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't a good fit anymore, but the idea of doing a night show still didn't sell good.
Yeah, the YouTube show that I was doing with my brother, that's the same thing. Like, Saturday mornings we record, and it was, like, the best, and then sometimes we try to record, like, during my lunch or right when I got off, but, like, recording it late at night was always not a good idea.
Yeah. Is that still going?
He's still not feeling good. Mm.
Yeah, I think friend of the show Marshall 205 was asking because he'd like to be on some.
Mm-hmm.
And the day shows just aren't convenient for him, the morning shows. But you know what? I say wake that ass up.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get on here and defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We're not gonna give you a platform and cater the hours to you.
Right.
It's ridiculous. He's been so upset lately because of all the things we've said, and he wants to be able to come on here and defend himself. But you know, he might have to trade in some of that beauty sleep to do it.
Yeah, I know. Take a little nap on Sunday when you get off.
Yeah, Yeah, you wake up. Now, do you nap?
No.
Yeah, me either. I'm anti-nap. Not only do I not nap, I don't approve of others napping.
I just feel like there's other things to do.
Yeah.
Besides not, I'm not going to lie. I have like worked out, had a hard day at work, and went to the gym and came home and laid on the bed for like 10, 15 minutes and woke up. I don't do them little 3-hour or 2-hour power naps like some people do.
Right.
But that's like maybe once every 6 months I might do one of those 10-minute doze off.
Some people just nap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I fall asleep a lot. Like, I'll put a YouTube video and I'll just fall asleep and then I wake back up, which is a nap, but it's not a planned situation.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
And I'll do it in a chair, too. I won't do it in, like, I won't go lay down. I don't get enough sleep. Ever.
Now, you've never fell asleep that I remember when I've been on a plane.
I think I've only ever fallen asleep playing, really, like, fallen asleep once. And that was a long time ago with Dan. It's rare that I am tired when I'm playing, but I've probably already dozed off before we're playing.
Now, Marsha 205 has gotten better this last round of, since we've been playing Minecraft. He doesn't fall asleep like he used to.
He's gotten better. Here's what he does that pisses me off, though, is he's gotten better. He needs to hear this. Turn it up. He's gotten better, but he still plays like past his prime. So he doesn't fall asleep as much, but he's in and out sometimes when we're playing, and I want him just to quit. Like, just go to bed. Your body's obviously telling you it's time.
Right.
But he'll fight just a little longer than he should still. Not all the time. But, like, we played a way out the other day, or I guess last week we kind of played through it, but there was one night where I could tell he was tired, but he was fighting like a small child.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up falling asleep, and we're in a part where we can't really quit, and so we have to fight through it. But yeah, he's done better. I won't give him like 100% credit, but I'll give him like 70%. He's better.
Yeah.
He used to fall asleep constantly.
Oh yeah, he would get on, and all of a sudden you hear just like silent, then you hear like a.
Yeah. 5 nights out of the week he would do that.
Yeah.
Just on and asleep. So he has gotten better with it, but he still doesn't listen to his body soon enough. I'll be super tired and still play. It's usually my mood that will be affected more than me falling asleep. When I'm real tired, I'm like pissy. I'm tired now, which is what happened last night. We played and just nothing suited me last night. We played Rocket League. I wasn't happy with that. He didn't want to play Minecraft. We played Fall Guys. I wasn't happy with that. I just didn't want to play, I think. I wanted to play, but I shouldn't have played. I just went to bed.
Yeah.
So that's what happens to me.
I played all day during the day, so I didn't want to play last night.
Yeah. I have, I run off of a lot of, like, a lack of sleep all the time, but it causes me to doze off, but they're not, like, pre-planned naps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever just, like, go lay down with the intent to nap.
Right. Is it because of stuff you're doing throughout the day, or just on one of those lazy days when you're just running around the house is when you doze off?
It's all the time.
All the time?
I'd say, like, I probably fall asleep at some point in the 5 to 8 o'clock time frame,
mm-hmm.
I probably fall asleep 5 nights a week.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And when I say fall asleep, I mean, I may only be out for like, you know, 5 to 7 minutes. I may be out 15 minutes. It's never longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
But I will fall asleep.
Do you have
sometimes multiple times?
Do you have in your household when you do that, or you're getting pictures taken of you falling asleep?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. I wake up upset, though.
My wife does that. My wife will catch me, and she'll take a picture of it.
No.
Say, uh-huh, you're sleeping.
I wake up pissed off every time because I don't want to fall asleep.
Oh.
My head always hurts when I wake up because it's not enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But my body's really good at, like, I'll doze off like that, but when I Like, I'll get up and move around and I'm fine. I'm not, like, fighting it the rest of the night or anything, but I should get on a better sleep pattern, but there's just not enough time in a day, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, you guys stay up until, like, 1 o'clock sometimes, 2 o'clock.
Yeah. I have, like, a really unpredictable job where, like, sometimes I still have to be up at 6 in the morning, and sometimes I don't have anything to do till noon.
Mm-hmm.
And so that also makes it hard, because some days I can get enough sleep, but most days I can't.
Yeah. Now, with me going to the gym in the morning, that's why I go to sleep, like, earlier than I used to.
Yeah. You always get off before us.
Yeah. It's usually around 11:30 on weekdays.
We usually, I would say, like, our sweet spot's 12 to 12:30. But there are nights where we just lose our minds and stay up till, like, 1, 1:32. It's always his fault.
Because you guys are doing something, playing.
He just wants to play one more thing, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not responsible. He can't even wake up Sunday morning to come on here and defend himself. He's sleeping like a little baby right now, like a little toddler in bed.
Yeah, because I guess apparently last week he wanted to defend himself because of what was said.
I don't even think we said anything that bad.
No, me neither. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah. I know Dan Soft, we said that.
Mm-hmm. And he did respond to that. Did you see finally see his response?
I saw his response. It doesn't make him not soft, though.
Yeah.
He
told me to make some learn how to make cheeseburgers.
Now, that's correct. That part's not wrong. I'm not saying the things that we said necessarily make a person soft. I'm saying Dan's soft.
He's now soft. He wasn't.
Yeah, he's now. He was hard. He was too far the other way.
Yeah.
I don't think he's too soft now. I just don't know. He took the stance of these things don't make you soft. That may be true, but he's soft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he seemed real passive aggressive in his response. Almost more upset about the cheeseburger than the softness.
Yeah.
Which is, again, that correct. I don't even know what Marshall 205 is upset about. I said Matt 205 once, which I know offended him.
Oh.
But, you know, it happens. We talk a lot. Mistakes happen.
Yeah.
We got multiple friends. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But he was upset about something we said. And I don't even remember talking bad about him.
Yeah, and I thought he was going to mention it, but he didn't mention it at all when I was on with him. And he didn't say what it was. So while we were playing the other night, I found he kept on talking about Fred, and I finally found Fred.
Oh my gosh, he's talking about Minecraft right now, and I'm so glad that he found Fred because this has been driving friend of the show Marshall 205 insane.
Yeah, because apparently, like I remember him saying something like he built something, and he's surprised I haven't found it yet. I remember him saying that like weeks ago.
Yeah, so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Basically what happened is he built, you have a village you've worked hard on.
Yeah.
You've worked tirelessly on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Skype is pissing me off. There we go. It's like popping up everything. It's telling me I can make 911 calls. So one night when you weren't on, and I think maybe I wasn't on or I was on, he for some reason decided to dig underneath the village, take a villager down with him, and then trap him below there to see how long it would take you to notice.
Yeah.
And he completed the entire thing before I ever saw it. He did it all on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it went on for weeks now. He's been under there in a minecart, just going in circles, waiting for you to discover him.
Right.
And then when I went under there, it appears he had done even more work since the last time I had seen it.
Yeah, because he dug another tunnel to go to. Yeah.
Now, he wanted you to find it. And clearly this last time, he ran in and went down there. And then you noticed that the tile above it was no longer shoveled off the top of it.
Right, there was like paths over there.
Right.
And there was a dirt block that looks like someone just put there.
And at that point, you were confused. He was underground, so I just took the I just took it out. Mm-hmm. I just took the dirt block out because it was time. I needed the mystery of Fred to be over.
I would have found it, but not right there. Because normally when I play, when you guys are on, I'm listening to a podcast, so I'm not listening to the sounds going on.
So if you on PlayStation, the audio is like 10 times louder when you're not in a party. Mm-hmm. Like it's ridiculously loud on a headset. You can hear the minecart that Fred is in from the house.
Yeah.
Like from the compound. And so I thought there's no way you wouldn't discover something was going on. Now, friend of the show, Marshall 205, thought that you would think it was the minecart that was at the minecart station.
Mm.
He was thinking that would help disguise the noise. But you're too far away to hear it from there.
Right.
But yeah, Fred may have never been found if he didn't run over there when he did and go under there. He went over there with you on playing, though, so he gave it away.
Yeah.
Because his name was Blowground.
Mm-hmm. It was funny, though.
Yeah, it was. It's good.
Because at one time I was confused because I counted the villagers and I counted the beds. And I'm like, wait a minute, we're missing a villager. And so I was trying to breed them and they weren't breeding. So I was like, okay, this is weird. But that was like a long time ago. So I don't know if that was the point. Because that house was built at that time when I did that, when I counted all the beds and counted the villagers.
Maybe. He since went and put a bed down there to account for that. Because I noticed there's a bed down there now for Fred. That way that bed situation didn't throw you off. Put a lot of thought and care into it. Now there's just a weird dude stuck underneath the ground.
Right.
With no purpose.
Right. Now I need to know if he's going to keep it there or not. Keep the guy, Fred, down there. Cause
he'll keep him there forever.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that be converted into some sort of like living space, though. Like make it fun for Fred. Take him out of the minecart and make it like fun. Like a fun little nightclub area or something weird that you would doesn't fit the aesthetic of everything else we've done.
Right.
Just something down there, but who knows? You'll never get him out. You'd have to kill him.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't know how he got him down.
You said he just jumped, dropped the minecart down, and he just went into the minecart.
And he's dug down underneath him?
Yeah. Or he just pushed him over, maybe.
They don't take fall damage in a minecart?
No. Yeah, that's what some people were saying. Like, I see videos of you can be in a boat, and if you go off a cliff, you can land and you won't get any damage while you're on a boat.
Huh. Not willing to try that because I'm a high level, but when I'm a low level, I may try that.
Mm-hmm.
See if that works. That may be an easy way to get down off a cliff.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could put a rabbit in a boat. Probably not.
I don't know. That would be a good way to get that wipe.
That snow bunny is so hard to get.
Because we can get all the others, we can get that snow bunny. Or the white and black one.
That elusive snow bunny. And the frogs. The frogs need to happen.
Yeah, the frogs we have to...
We need to go get them because they... they would complete... Everything would have a spot then until anything new comes in the game.
Mm-hmm. Now, where I know frogs are, we're going to need a boat.
Right, that's fine.
Because it's so far off the ocean.
We went crazy far to get the pandas.
Mm-hmm. Which I know where pandas were. That's where I grabbed the original bamboo. The bamboo.
And there's probably more... Well, not probably. There's definitely more parrots we didn't get if we wanted every color of parrot.
Right.
I
still wish the tree was bigger.
I mean, that tree was just something I just threw in real quick.
So then you can put the tree up, make some makeshift branches, and put, like, the parrots on top of the branches.
I don't know how you'd ever get them up there.
They'll follow you.
Yeah, you'd have to be able to get up there, though.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to take down however you got up there.
Yeah, we have the scaffolding.
Yeah.
They'll get you on there, then you just make the branches.
They're in a really tiny pen.
Yeah.
Like, real tiny. I wish you could do thinner branches. Is the problem.
Mm-hmm. If you just take the normal wood blocks that, and just have it come out the side like the oak trees do, and just don't put no grass and just stand up there and get them to sit right there on top of the wood block.
You just have to get really big. Now, you said scaffolding. What we could do is just build, like, scaffolding at different levels. Like almost like a little bird jungle gym in there.
Mm-hmm.
Where you had some high ones, some low ones, and you could just put birds all over it.
Because it'd be kind of neat just to walk by and you see the birds up in the tree instead of having to look.
Yeah. Yeah. There, to be honest with you, the farm needs to be a little bit bigger. I think some of those pens, like the frog, that's a little tiny frog one too.
Mm-hmm. We have more space to go to the one side.
Yeah, but we have to go across that's the opposite way we need space. So we'd have to make more pens over there and then have to start moving stuff. It just seems like too much work.
Yeah.
Everything's contained pretty nice right now.
Which is good is that they're all far away, so you can be in the compound, not hear them.
Yeah.
Your house, you're definitely not going to hear them at your house.
Yeah. I don't hear anything. I mean, there's nothing close to my house. I also never go over there.
Yeah.
I mean, having a house is nice because it let me build something, but I mean, really at the end of the day, because the way we play, everything you do is at the compound.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything's stored there.
Now, when you move that village door, you're going to have to make sure you block it off so none of the villagers can get out.
Oh, yeah. I'll just build a fake temporary grass wall inside there to give me the whole front open while I work on it. I got to figure something out, though. I don't mind that design, but it's not perfect.
Just with the things on the floor?
Not even that. I don't know. Aesthetically, I think it could look a little better.
Mm-hmm.
I like how fast it opens and closes. It keeps them from running out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure one could get out even if it wanted to.
I've had one right there, and if I open it up and you just watch me walk out.
Yeah. I mean, I've had one running the same way, like running at the door and still couldn't get out as I was like going through it. Because it's so quick. Two people can't even get through that door. No. Like when you push it and I try to go, it blocks me from coming back. So from that point, it's kind of idiot proof. It'd be hard to mess up, which is nice. But I don't know. I want to pretty it up a little bit.
Yeah. Now I want to figure out how I want to do the rest of the village, getting a little. Well, I gotta get the well to where they don't jump in it and fall down in there.
Yeah. And then you gotta put in like proper farm.
Yeah.
Area. I guess that's about it, right? The well, little farm area.
Mm-hmm.
They don't usually have anything else, do they?
The trading post, which I'm gonna do that downstairs. I'm gonna build just an area for trading. Then I'm gonna put beds down there. So they will sleep, and then more villagers will go upstairs.
Yeah.
Or I might just see how many villagers are just running around with the ones downstairs.
It's a fully populated village now. You have every different trade, every different type of villager you can get. I understand the whole trading the villagers things, like trading shit to them. It just seems like that would have been more useful earlier on.
For us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I look at it now and I'm like, it's not worth my time to trade to get those things now. Now, the emeralds still make sense because you want all the emeralds you can get, I guess.
To trade if you want to.
If you wanted to trade, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I'm more interested in using emeralds to build with blocks because that seems the most fancy.
The green?
Yeah. Just knowing how hard emeralds are to get if you're out there building with them like a psychopath.
Yeah, that and, diamonds would be the blue, the light blue block.
Yeah, the diamond blocks. That'd be a ballsy move.
Mm-hmm.
They look good, though. So, yeah, I don't know. It's neat to have a village, like a functioning village that close, but I like it better for that than I do for the trading.
Right.
I like seeing it with all the houses and everything like that better than I care about actually trading.
Sorry, let's go back because you mentioned earlier you guys played a way out.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Breezed over it. I bought a way out forever ago to play with Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And it never happened for whatever reason. And then just we've never talked about it or anything. And for some reason, he was on the store, saw a way out for sale, and was like, hey, what's this a way out game that's $4? And so I explained it to him. And he said, well, would you want to play it? I said, I wanted to play it, but that game's like several years old now. So you have to understand it probably isn't going to be, it's not going to feel like a PS5 game by any means.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I would still play it though. And I was like, well, I mean, if you want to buy it, I'll play it. But it also comes with a free pass where you can just play it, but you can't get trophies. He said, well, if I can't get trophies, I'll just spend $4 and I'll buy it. So he buys it. I didn't want to play it that night because mine had to be updated and his had to be downloaded. But the next night we decided to try it. We get in. We play a little bit of it. I for sure don't understand what all the fuss is about because a lot of people love that game.
Yeah, the ratings on it were really high.
Steam I did not had a 9
out of 10.
I didn't understand what all the fuss was about. I thought it was mediocre at best. The way the story was being told, everything, I just was like, eh. Maybe it was a time and place kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took the next night off, I think, or we played that night, and then we took a night off, and we played anyways. I don't know. We played periodically through the week. We finished it up. I guess on Thursday we finished it up, and I feel completely different after that game finished. I really enjoyed it. I understand what all the fuss is about. It's somehow like silly and serious at the same time. And it seems to always understand which one it is. I'll be honest, the story completely fooled me.
Mm.
The narrative caught me off guard. I just never thought about it. I never thought about where the story was going. I was just playing it and enjoying it. And then when it happens, you're like, oh, well, okay.
Shit. Yeah.
And then the game kind of turns, and it turns into almost a different kind of game. But yeah, it was it went a lot of places, a lot of emotions in that game. But it also would like periodically would pause and be silly. Like the gameplay around the story is very silly.
Mm-hmm.
The game is super old, so I don't feel like I'm ruining it for anybody. But there's a point where like you're on the run, right? It's a prison escape game.
Right.
You're on the run and you're in this house and you can just interact with everything in the house. You can sit down and watch TV. You can read a book, but you need to hurry because there's like definitely you're wanted, but it's almost like reality gets suspended. You can just go into the kitchen and make some bratwurst and like do the dishes. Like you can just goof off and you can stand there forever if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that you can do all that during, you know, and things like that, so that what you pulled up is a picture of them playing Connect 4, or of 4, apparently, is what this one's called. But this is a very serious moment in the game where you absolutely are in a time crunch. Like, it has to be right now, and they're playing Connect 4. The game is just that way. It is just silly, and it suspends belief in time periodically, and then goes right back to a super serious story. Now, gameplay-wise, like, there's driving mechanics. They're not very good. There's shooting mechanics. They're not very good. The game was a real treat, though. And even being several years old,
mm-hmm.
I absolutely recommend it to people if you have someone to play with. It was a really good time.
Now, is a question. So you play as one character. Marshall 205 was playing as another character. If you guys played the game again but swap characters, would you get a different story a little bit or?
No, the game is played in split screen.
Okay.
So even though I didn't play as his character, I could see what his character was doing the entire time.
Okay. I didn't know if it was one of those ones that one character does one thing, one character does the other on their own.
Yeah, no, it's not like an doesn't have that Dark Pictures anthology feel where you're like there is some uncertainty as to what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You always see the other person's screen, and then sometimes you only see their screen. Yours will shrink down, and you won't have a screen for a little while you watch their cutscene or something, and then it goes back to both of you playing it. It very much tells a story with two people controlling it at the same time. It's maybe the first game I've played that has both a bare ass in it and a shot, a quick shot of dick.
Oh, shit.
There's a dick shot. It's a full frontal. early on in this game.
So it says here you can play A Way Out online with only one copy.
Correct. Yeah, it comes with a share code. The other person just doesn't earn trophies, but you can play through the whole game.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah, no, you don't want to earn trophies.
Yeah.
Like you were saying earlier.
Yeah. Now, what we did is it gives you the options to switch characters every time you load back in, but these characters are very different. The cool thing it does is give you, like, traits of the characters when it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, let me just tell you, one of these characters sounds a little bit like me, and one of these characters sounds all the way like friend of the show Marshall 205. So it made our choice easy, because there's one that's like reckless and short-fused and kind of chaotic, and there's one that's more reserved and logical.
Mm-hmm.
And so our roles, we felt like were pretty well defined, and I thought so even as we played the game, our characters seemed like us, so that worked out well too. It was really good.
So these are the two characters.
Mm-hmm. That's Leo to the right and Vincent to the left.
So you probably played as Vincent. He played as Leo.
Correct.
Just by looking at it, that's what it looks like it would be.
Yeah, it looks like Grand Theft Auto 3. Just to be clear, it doesn't look good.
But you guys had fun with it. Like,
had a blast with it. There's a lot of things that make it not a great game, and none of those seem to matter to me.
Yeah.
Like, the tasks are all ridiculous. It's called A Way Out. You break out of a prison. It is the least impactful part of that whole game, and it's the most ridiculous. Like, you break out of a prison like it ain't nothing.
It's also set back into, what, the 80s?
Yeah, it's old. I don't know when it's set, but it's definitely set back.
Well, I'm just looking at the car, like the pictures of all the cars and vehicles. They just look all older.
Yeah. But like the prison break is also like the least entertaining part of it. The prison break stuff, it really doesn't matter at all.
Mm.
Which is why I think at the beginning I was thinking that it wasn't the game I wanted it to be. There's those traits.
Select a character.
Yeah, if you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
It says, so it tells you kind of what they did, but then it tells you their background personality. So one says rational,
disciplined, reserved.
Yeah. And then the other side you have
confident, short-tempered, joker.
Yeah. So the only thing that concerned me is that you'll see that Vincent was convicted of murder.
Mm-hmm.
And Leo was armed robbery, assault, and grand theft.
Yeah.
Where Vincent was fraud and murder.
Fraud, embezzlement, murder.
Yeah, and so I would take the fraud and embezzlement, but I didn't feel like a killer, and also I didn't play the game as if I was a killer. And that character lends itself well to not playing that, you know, like a killer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because, like in the elevator, at one point there's a guy that's a little suspicious, and Howard goes, "We got to knock that guy out. We got to kill him." And then immediately, like right after that, you have a choice to knock him out or to talk your way out of it. But it just kind of shows you like how he thinks versus like that character. It was a really good fit.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys had fun with that.
Yeah. So we beat it and then we went back and got the platinum in it.
Did you have to go back and like play all the way through just a couple of missions, do something different?
I think just three chapters. We had to do just part of three chapters. The game has a platinum with only 15 trophies. So we finished the game, I think, with 12 trophies. Or 11 trophies, because the 15th is the platinum. Mm-hmm. So there's only 14 trophies total. So we finished the game with 11. We had to go back in and get 12, 13, and 14 in order to pop the platinum.
Don't you guys play the video game like they're saying here?
Yeah, you have to play all of the different mini game things, I think, for one of the trophies, but we played everything. There's darts, Connect Four, horseshoes, there's that arcade game. There's even in the hospital you can jump in wheelchairs and try to pop a wheelie for the longest. And all those things are competitive and keep score. It's like I said, it's just a really silly time overlaid onto a very serious story.
Yeah.
But it was really good. I've tried to get him to play It Takes Two before, and he showed no interest. But after finishing this, and I told him that was their next game was It Takes Two, he's definitely interested now. And so, and it takes two. You take a couple that's getting divorced. You play as a couple that's getting divorced. They get turned into like puppets, I believe. Kind of the premise behind it. So that may be our next thing.
Gotcha. It was, it takes two with some people's game of the year. And
a lot of people really liked it and said it was a huge improvement on A Way Out. So, same thing though. I hear the stories kind of what, you know, it's a little crazy, but like the whole experience is excellent.
Yeah.
It takes, or Way Out is the same way. That story is unbelievable and wacky and silly and up and down. And, but the whole experience, like nothing was, it was all just right. It felt really good.
I think I have it. It takes me to A Way Out also.
Do you?
I think so.
Should get Dan to play it with you.
Mm-hmm.
You can let him be the soft guy. I felt like Dan needed one more jab.
Yeah.
I don't think I would play that game again.
Yeah.
It's because one of those. I think the experience in my head is very positive, and I wouldn't want to play it again and give myself too much time to feel any other way about that game.
Right. There's a few games I'm the same way. I'd rather, like, I played once, I'd rather not play it again, but there are games I played, platinumed, and I want to go back and play it again. And
that's like the Dark Pictures Anthology, Man of Medan, a little hope in those. Like, I've played them multiple times and manage to still feel positive about them, and I'm not willing to play them for a third time. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to keep risking it. I was already worried about the second time.
Right.
But I'm not willing to, like, risk it again because it has somehow managed to stay positive for me.
Like, I started the Jedi Fallen Order because that was free. Of course, I'm going to play the free game.
Of course,
so I started that, but then it started wanting me to play the other Star Wars games that I played that I liked, like Force Unleashed, which I can play those because those are on the PlayStation Pass.
Yeah. I just think if there are some games where you know they're not perfect, but your experience was pretty darn perfect,
mm-hmm.
that you should be very careful going back to.
Yeah.
And Way Out very much feels that way for me. I'm willing to play a Dark Pictures Anthology for a second time. Not willing to do it for a third time.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to do A Way Out for a second time because I think I'd feel differently about it after a second time. Because I know the gameplay wasn't great, but I didn't spend any time reflecting on it because there was so much in the world to see and to do.
Mm-hmm. Just like with me, I played Journey and I played a bunch of those games. I got the quick platinum's worth or I beat 100%, but I don't want to go back and play them. But like Fallout 4, I still want to go back and play that differently than I played it the first time.
Now, what about Fallout 76? They gave it away.
Yeah.
Does that make you want to jump back in knowing there'll be like a huge influx of people right now?
Oh, no, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't build my house. It won't go anywhere.
Yeah, but now's the time to get back in if you're going to.
Yeah, now would be the time to get, because there would be a lot of people in there.
A lot of people who are new, who don't know what they're doing, just like you. But you're done.
Yeah, I'm not going to load 76. I can't place my house down.
I mean, have you tried recently?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago I tried.
Because it'd be unfortunate, because now's the time you should play, because you know what you're doing. So you, not only do you know, but you have all these people that don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just be dropping fools.
Well, you can do that, but then you have the people who, if there's PvP, you can turn it off or on.
Yeah, turn it off. I would. I don't need nukes getting dropped.
Right. So, enough. I even had like the guys out, the crew I was playing with. I mean, we were like bouncing all over the map trying to find places where I can put my house, and it just were not at all anywhere. We went to, there's a place where it's like a golf course. And the land is perfectly flat, so we try to put my house right on there, and it could not.
Are there other people that have the same issue?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they try to move their house. It's just something that's built on their house that it won't let you do it. And I have like these big concrete blocks underneath it to get to where I had it put, where I was able to put it last time. I think that's the issue.
And there's no way to fix it because you can't get it down.
Right, because I have to be able to place it, remove it, then pick it back up.
And rightfully so, you're not willing to start again.
No, because all the stuff, I mean, I lose everything.
Yeah, everything's locked up in there.
Yeah, all my weapons, all my armor.
Yeah. That's super unfortunate. I know you love that game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, has Minecraft kind of filled that void for you, though?
Yeah.
It scratches that same kind of itch. You haven't been playing anything else, right? Just Minecraft?
Well, the Star Wars Fallen Order.
Oh, yeah.
I just started that up. I did play a little bit more.
You plan to play through it?
Yeah, I'm going to go all the way through.
Yeah. Have you played through it before?
No.
I haven't either. People love that game. That's one I'm interested in, too. I've pretty well decided, though, that the Quarry will be the next thing I play through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we bought it to play together, me and friend of the show, Marshall 205. It doesn't really work the way I could watch him play it, which I debated, because I won't fall asleep watching him play, but he will fall asleep watching me play.
Right.
But you don't earn trophies when you're the second character, which is crazy to me, because not only do you not really get to play, but you also don't get trophies, which is remarkable that they would make it that way to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was popping trophies as player one, he wasn't getting, and he wasn't even, there's no way to do anything other than watch, really. So that's unfortunate. But yeah, I think that's the next thing I want to play through. I really want to play that game. I know that I will love it.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I'm going to do next, just to mark that off the list.
Yeah, I'm going to go through, beat Fallen Order, Star Wars Fallen Order, then I'm going to finish the Assassin's Creed game.
Now, I'm not going to lie, getting that platinum in a way out got me thinking about platinums a little bit. got me thinking about how good it feels to get those platinums. It's been a long time since I got one.
Oh, yeah.
The Fall Guys one is glitched for me. Mm-hmm. And I emailed them, and they were basically like, kick rocks, we know. And that kind of drained it. But to get on there again and hear one pop, and I was like, you know, this feels pretty good.
Yeah, I've seen a YouTube video of a guy who, like, I follow. He goes over all, like, the free games and the news with PlayStation and Xbox. And he was saying that people were complaining with PlayStation about the offline trophies.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, not the offline, the multiplayer trophies.
Yeah.
And how Sony has been looking at maybe removing those on some games.
Yeah, we were talking about that because friend of the show, Marshall 205, he's playing World of Outlaws or whatever it is, the dirt track racing game.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves the game. He loves everything about it. He wants the platinum, but it has online trophies tied to it.
Yeah.
And he was expressing his frustration. But, I mean, Fall Guys is always online, so I get that those trophies are. But to me, for you to have a trophy that is broken, and it's something as simple as, if you get the trophy on one, like if you, because I have trophies on the PS4 version, mm-hmm. I can't pop trophies on the PS5 version. And then once you load into the PS5 version and play, you can no longer get trophies on the PS4 version either.
Oh, that's weird.
So I did the task that you have to do and didn't get it. Then switched to the PS4 and did the task again when I realized what I had done. And still didn't get it. And then when I sent an email to Epic, they just responded and said that they know that this is an ongoing problem. And I said, well, when you figure it out, would those be retroactive? Like, will I get that platinum? And all they said was, this is an ongoing issue. And this is months and months ago. This is probably half a year ago at this point.
Right, I remember.
And I'm still unable to unlock trophies in either version.
Yeah, because I know before he was talking about that, how PlayStation was giving out free trophy, like free games, and some of those games had multiplayer, but you can't play the multiplayer because the servers are turned down.
Which is crazy.
And so they had trophies tied to them. They're like, well, if you're going to give a game out for free, you're going to do this big PlayStation push, you know, to play these old PlayStation 3 games that have trophies that the servers are turned down. You need to take those trophies away, and people should be able to at least get the platinums and get these other trophies.
And if you're a developer, I know you want to drive people to your online mode, but just make your online mode good. Don't tie trophies to it. Or make it something where, like, play an online match.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let that slide as a trophy.
Yeah.
But if it's something like he has to win whatever 10 matches online, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Or Killzone 2, I think, famously had, where you had to, like, kill 10,000 people online or something crazy. Those are bullshit trophies, because this is what happens.
Yeah, the online grinding trophies are ridiculous.
Yeah, if you want to make a trophy, like, in, you know, to play a match online or change an outfit online, something you could do instantly without ever playing that game,
mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it. Like, you could log on and get those trophies in 2 seconds. I'm fine with it. You want to push people to the online mode, I get it.
Right, or have them try all the different modes online, yeah, or something. Just something easy.
But to force people to play, to grind, like you were saying, or to an experience that they can't happen. If a game is several years old, there's not ever enough people online playing it to even do it, even if the servers are up.
Yeah.
It is bullshit. I don't like it.
Yeah, there was one trophy that I remember I had it. Luckily, I was able to get it with a friend that I played with. It was, I win 10 matches in a row on that 3-on-3 basketball game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, it's so hard to do that, and you can't exit out. But luckily,
you finally get that platinum?
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah, I got that.
What do you think is the hardest platinum you have? Do you think it's that game?
No, because that's just a grinder.
Yeah, but still, grinding is hard to put those hours. What's the, like, a, you probably don't know, but you don't know what the rarity was, which is the most rare that you have?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd have to look it up and see.
Yeah, maybe we can talk about it next week. I would say mine is probably tied to something that's older, more likely something that's older than something that's hard. It's probably just mm-hmm. because there weren't as many people, percentage-wise, completing games like now. It's probably a little big planet because you had to build.
Because I was going to say maybe my GTA Platinums.
Yeah.
Because all the grinding, but there's a lot of people have, like, that.
Yeah, those for sure won't be your rarest, you know. Something like Little Big Planet required you both play the game, but it required you build and have a certain amount of success. So that's probably what mine would be, but we can check those next week and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything else going on?
Not with me, but I wanted to ask you, did you see the Project Leonardo for the PlayStation 5?
I did. Their accessibility controller.
Mm-hmm.
A couple thoughts. It looks crazy.
Yeah, I pulled it up for you.
I am disappointed that it took them this long.
Right, because they announced this, what, 3 years ago?
A long time ago. And Microsoft has had their accessibility controller out a long time. Now, hopefully they took this time to make something that's truly accessible.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate that if you haven't been able to play the PS4 or PS5 because there hasn't been a good accessibility controller, I hate that it took this long. I hope that they got it right.
Yeah.
I absolutely support accessibility controllers. I mean, no one should be locked out of playing games.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Microsoft design. It seems simple. It seems intuitive. This design seems crazy.
It does.
But, of course, I don't know how hard or easy it'll be to use. I'm not going to pretend to know. It's got a joystick, and then it's a circular design with buttons that are interchangeable that go all the way around this ring.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing. Did you see the price?
It did not say the price. That's what I was looking for when I was scrolling down.
I didn't know if it did. I hope it's also accessible price-wise. I hope it's cheap. This is the kind of thing that I don't want any company to make money off of when they're the, like, Sony or Microsoft. With a company that can afford to lose money, I don't want them to make any money. I just want you to sell this for whatever it costs to make.
So $50 would be a good price, but anything over that would be...
Whatever it costs. I don't care about their R&D. I don't care about any of that stuff. If there are $50 of components in there, I'd like that thing to cost $50. I don't want them to lose money on everyone that they sell. I just don't want them to make any money. Ooh. I want them to break even.
This one website said it's a $199.
I think that's too expensive. How much is Microsoft's controller? I think it's called accessibility controller.
$99.
Yeah, I like that better. The adaptive controller. The controller just, I mean, right? You just pull it up. How much easier does that look to use?
Oh, that looks way easier.
It's two giant buttons and a D-pad and some smaller buttons, but those two buttons can be mapped to anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, that looks a lot easier to use, especially if you have issues with your fingers
mm-hmm.
compared to the other one where you have to...
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, again, the goal here is that it works with mm-hmm. as many things as possible. I know it does have a lot of input. So does the adaptive controller from Microsoft. It'll be interesting to see, but that price point. I don't want this to be, an item that companies make money off of. Now, the smaller companies, I get it. They got to do what they got to do.
Yeah.
This isn't the kind of product I want to see Microsoft and Sony making a big profit off of. I want this to be something that means everyone can play games.
You see, like, this guy's got joystick on his left and his right. So that's one thing I thought about on this one. I was looking at it where the D-pad.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if they would have put a joystick there instead.
So if you look at the back of, pull that one up where it's in his lap, up and to the left of where you are. See all those inputs, though?
Yeah.
You know, you have so many options with that controller. Mm-hmm. I think the reason they did just that standard D-pad was to make it slim. You know, that's something that fits in a drawer, easily tucks away. But you have so many options, and there's so many companies making peripherals that work with the adaptive controller.
Oh, yeah. See, this one, he's in the wheelchair, and he's got a button for his head.
Yep.
Up to the left.
You can run so many inputs to that thing. And I think Sony's works similar. It's just that, I don't know, it's taken a long time, and I hope that it is truly accessible.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. It's awesome that they are doing stuff like this.
Yeah, it's absolutely a good thing. And I hope that it is very accessible, and I hope it's easy to find, and mm-hmm. I hope they price it as cheap as they can. So. Oh, that's all I got.
Okay, I wanted to tell you, did you happen to look at PlayStation Blog's Game of the Year?
I did not. I don't get on Blog very much anymore.
It was a waste. It, God of War won everything.
Well, it's PlayStation's, so.
Yeah, I mean, they had their, like, the best new character. They had other people on there, but it was, like, everything was God of War, except for the independent game, and that was Stray.
A game they gave away for free.
Yeah, or a re-release. Re-release was Uncharted.
A game they made. Yep. I mean, what would you have Sony pick, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna pick their stuff. It's like I turned my PS5 on last night, and I don't know what I was expecting, but there was a thing that popped up that said, like, the best tech to use with a PS5. And it says, like, the best sound system, the best TV, the best, all the things that go best with everything PlayStation.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cool, like a buyer's guide, right? Them explaining, like, what TVs work best.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't know what I was thinking. It's literally just Bravia TVs.
Oh, yeah.
And Sony soundbars.
Yep.
Which makes all the sense in the world, but when I saw that, for some reason in my mind, I thought that for some reason Sony was going to suggest all the TV brands that were good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I might see what Samsung's best gaming TV is, and Sony's best, and LG's best. It's just an ad for Bravia.
Yeah, it is.
And I was like, okay, you bastards. And I guess that's what they should do, but it's just, it's the point. I'm in the market for a new TV, and so.
Yeah, I just bought one for a couple months ago. I'm going to get another TV for in the room I'm in now, because that one still can't find the part to fix that one.
Yeah, I'm in the market, so. The LG I have has been very good to me. But I don't know where I'm going to go next. I had a Samsung before that was also very good to me.
Yeah, that's what I have now. Well, in the living room, the big one.
Yeah. All right, that's all I got.
All right. What was I going to say? Oh, great. GTA 6 got announced.
Yeah, it's been announced. It got leaked, remember?
Yeah, it got leaked, but they actually have... they officially announced at CES.
There's some crazy stuff to come out of CES.
Oh, yeah.
They have that TV. I think LG has that TV that's, like, truly wireless.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about that at work.
Got that weird breakout box that sends everything. Is it LG? Is that who it is?
Wireless.
I didn't like wireless TV CES, maybe. I think it was LG, though.
Yeah, 97-inch OLED. wireless TV.
Yeah, that's cool.
But 97 inches, oh my God, that's a party TV. That's when you do like football game, basketball game, something.
Yeah.
Watching. All right, but nothing else for you?
Nope.
All right. Excuse me. All right, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can follow us on our socials at game_stitch or at Hoffman Show for me. We did get some messages yesterday with our friends on there. If you'd like to message, it might take me a day or two because I don't have notifications on for that. But just send them over there. That was episode 521. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.